Hughes Construction.
Hi, Janelle. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine. Did you need Doyle?
Yeah. Is Doyle there?
Okay. Yeah,
all right, thank you. Thanks. So I got the text.
Hello, Doyle speaking.
Hey, Doyle, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Been better.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. How you been? You having a tough time over there?
Oh, just fighting through all this stuff. It just seems hopeless. Can I get you what you kind of needed? Because Janelle's the one that does all that. If you need more bank stuff, we can probably get you right into the bank.
Right. I was calling about that. I just received those emails. I got the tax return. It's great. I got the 2015. And then also, on those bank statements, I know you forwarded me that email from the past that we had. And that works. We have the first pages, but we need the full bank statements, like the transaction.
You mean the pictures of the checks that were written? Or?
No, not that. You don't need it.
In our bank statement, that's all that comes is that page and then canceled checks.
Oh, really? I didn't know if there was, because it looks like, I was looking at one of them.
Just a minute, please, Danny. I'll ask. Janelle, do you got a minute? I'll get her in here just to make sure I'm not lying to you, Dan.
No problem.
No, I need you in here. Hey. Oh, boy. Just a second.
Okay.
Sorry, Danny. I got my wife in here. She handles all that. But I believe, from what she told me, that's all we ever get is just that front page. And after that, it's all canceled checks.
Oh, that's it? It's just all canceled checks? I thought, I didn't know if there's like a transaction. Because I know it shows the deposits. And it has the checks. Stockman Bank. Okay.
Monthly statement, that's all it ever shows.
Okay, there's no, like, transaction, like, showing, like, let me see here. I'm looking at them. It looks like there might have been multiple pages. I'm not really sure, though. So that's all that you guys receive on there, or is there a way you can get the transaction?
I believe that's all we receive. I can go on. I know there's a way to get into the bank. I wish I knew how to do it.
Right.
Next banker, and he could go in directly into my account and go back and find whatever he needs to look for.
Right. I'll see if we can go ahead and use this. Let me see. I got April. Right. Yeah, no.
Right now, Danny, it just shows what I sent you.
Yeah. Right, yeah, we don't need the checks. I know that. I know you're just the transaction, because they would look at the cash flow, you know, of the business. And yeah, I think if that's all you guys get. Yeah, if you're able to get more, that'd be fine.
I know I can get you 2 months of current statements that I could print off and then email to you.
Yeah, if you can get the current ones, and then I'll see if we can, you know, go forward with that.
As far back as I can go. I can go current statement and 1 month back.
Yeah, that'll help, you know, the process as well, if you can do that. And I think I sent you the application to sign, because I know you guys did it online. They just want a signature on it, like a wet signature. Did you? I could resend it to you to make it easier.
I'm getting back in some of the stuff. I've been so freaking swamped trying to keep my head above water, getting work in and money in. Then.
Right.
We have a little bit of good news from our lawyer, but supposed to be an arbitrated case in International Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
We ended up with the judge just about an hour and a half from me in Minot, North Dakota. They
picked
the judge, and my lawyer was saying,
uh-huh.
out of the 10 judges in North Dakota that do this kind of stuff, this is the one he would have picked. He was extremely happy we got him.
Yeah.
He had breakfast, actually, with the people that were suing. Guys, their lawyer's name is Bob Huber.
Mm-hmm.
And he had breakfast in Minneapolis with them. He knows them through other cases, and they're friends. You know, they talk about family and this and that. And he said, I don't know if it means anything, but their lawyer called his client a self-righteous bastard.
Oh, man.
The lawyer doesn't even care for the kid. And
yeah.
He always thinks everything he does is right. He acts like he's God, and he just said, man, he's a handful.
Yeah.
Of all the companies I could have got tied up in, I got tied up with the wrong people.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
It sounds good. He said as soon as they got to the end of this week to, if they want to decline or if they don't want this judge, they got to let us know by Friday. And he said nothing's been presented, and he doesn't anticipate no issues. So once the judge is picked, then he'll pick a date, and then stuff will move quite fast. He said that once the date's picked, the discoveries and all that will happen fairly quick.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay. You know, I hope it goes well for you. I know this is probably taking its toll on you.
Need something to go well.
Right, yeah.
We're flowing right along with no issues whatsoever.
I know, I'm...
You kind of remember when you sent that sign? Well, I'll just bring it up on my emails. I'll find it, and I'll make sure I get that to you.
Yeah, I could...
The two statements and get that to you.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, if you can get those, the statements, and then I can resend you that email so it's right on top of the, you know,
I'll
go digging.
I'll just bring your name up, and it'll show.
Right. Okay.
I'll find that sucker.
All right, Doyle, and yeah, as soon as you get that over to me, I'll go ahead and, you know, get everything together and submit it, and that way we can, I'll try and get you an answer by tomorrow, but it might be not be till like Monday or Tuesday next week.
Things went against me. I'm not too hopeful on anything. You know, it seems like. Oh, you know,
man, I'm sorry.
Position, when you get in a bad position, it seems like everybody runs from you.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. And you know, I definitely want to help you out and get you going, you know, back again.
I'll print statements off right now, and I'll have my wife email. I got my printers down, so I'll just have her send them to you. So you'll probably see her name on them. Then I'll
okay.
Contract be signed and back to you.
All right, sounds good, and yeah, I'll get this going for you. And just a quick refresher, like, what is the amount that you're looking for right now?
I'm just trying. Originally, I was trying to recover what I'd spent on this, which is 1.7. Now,
right.
Right now, I've come up with through work and some equipment we didn't need. I've come up with about 700,000-800,000 paying stuff off. So I'm just looking for $1 million.
Okay, right on $1 million.
Seems like a lot, and it is a lot, but to me, it's
right.
My billing for this month is $800,000.
Uh-huh.
Which is, there's a lot of bills in that too, but my profit off the work we did this month is close to 30%, so.
Oh, wow.
We're doing okay, it's just I need to catch up, and that's what's so hard.
Right, you need the cash flow quick. And do you have, you know, some big jobs lined up this summer?
I do right now. We're on a project, a $2.2 million project, and I got another million signed in smaller contracts.
Okay.
Back a little bit. I want to make sure we're staffed
right.
Correctly on these projects. Now we're looking at bigger projects starting in the fall.
Okay.
I'll land some of them. We did one of them already. That's about a $500,000 project. But we're looking at a couple $2 and $3 million projects for fall. So.
Wow. So yeah, you.
It's just to get over this dang hump.
Right. Well, yeah, I'll definitely, you know, I'll put those in the notes here for the underwriters, you know, that you're looking for around $1 million to get you under those other big projects. And, yeah, we'll get you going as soon as, you know, you can send all that everything over.
Yep, I'll get on it right now. You'll get everything you need within the next hour or so.
All right, Doyle. Well, sounds good. I'll keep an eye out for it. And I'll either call you or I'll email you to confirm that I received everything.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get this going for you. Yeah, I'm sorry you're going through a tough time again, but.
We'll make her.
All right.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Doyle. All right, take care. Bye.